through the sky, through the water, through the mist in my eyes, your presence.
Beloved Master, thank you for the numerous gifts and pulling the plug. I have to pull the plug, Lina, when the water is dirty. What can I do? What is the point of saving the bath water after 100 baths? That's disgusting. Huh? But that's some old habit you have to save. No, you don't. We have enough water. Just flush it out. You have forgotten. Then I have to come and pull the plug. So a new fresh water can come in. I have had some kind of writer's block thinking I cannot write about you or this. You cannot write about me or this. Because it's been too much you. Only when you get out of the way, then you can write about you and this. That is what is happening. That I don't have the voice for it, or I only have words to describe pain, not beauty. Because pain was all that you knew. No, I'm teaching you a new language now, a new life of beauty, of peace, of trust, of love. So that has to first be integrated, to be accepted that it's possible, to digest it. Then it will come out of that. I don't have the voice for it, or I have only words to describe pain, not beauty, and also the thought that I'm done writing. No, I will let go of it and just be silent. as a true meditator. You have to go beyond true meditator to become a true meditator. Meditate on it. I let go of these ideas now as you made me see them for what they are. Yes. I will start writing again, beloved, and trust and be open for whatever comes now. You are the fire. I love you, Lena. That's what I say, you have to stand up for yourself, not stand up for the ego, and that's what you all know from the past. So if you stand up, it's for your ego, it's for fighting. It is for your personal thing. No, stand up for the truth. But first, you have to connect with that truth, that love in yourself. Otherwise, you cannot do it. And when that truth, that love comes into you, then first you will be in awe. You will be silent. You don't know what to do. And you shouldn't do anything. You should just allow that to happen. So that in itself will transform you. It's not the time of doing. It's a time for digesting, to go deeper. Otherwise, you have some people, they have one insight and they are screaming and running around the world like they know something. No, 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 go deeper, be quiet. So it becomes subtle, so it becomes strong, so it becomes your reality. You have to stand up. When I say stand up for yourself, it's not to stand up for your ego. It is to stand up for your heart, for your truth, for your insight. And when you live in that world of being acknowledged from the outside, or being a famous writer, or an artist, or a therapist, or whatever it is, then you are dependent on other people. You become slave of the other people. You will always play games. Only when you are strong enough to be yourself. And to be yourself, you have to first let your old self go. Then always fear, because you only know the old, you only know the false. You only know the pain, the chaos. So this is a time for doing a lot, and it's a time for not doing anything and just allow life to settle in a new way, in a real way. It's not something that happens overnight. You have to trust it, you have to practice it. Like any new art, be gentle with yourself. Rumi says, you cannot imagine how little it matters to us. You cannot imagine how little it matters to us. And who is us? That is, he's talking to his gathering, to his friends, to his disciples, to his Sangha. This is, you cannot imagine how little it matters to us. What people think and say. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because we are drunk in this, in the truth. What do we care? What the unconscious, sleepy people are saying? Nothing. That gives you integrity. Trust in yourself, trust in your heart. But you have to be willing to stand up for that. Otherwise, everybody, show me a person who is not a slave of what other people say or think about them. It's not easy to break free. But it is happening, and it's happening here. But it has to be understood that this is what is happening in you. This is for you, this is for everybody here. You cannot imagine how little it matters to us what people say. And you care so much what people say, what they think, to be acknowledged. Then you will always be a slave, always be afraid. Never coming to your own integrity and glory. So, get used to that space, your own truth. And then from there, whatever will come forth by itself. It's not your planning. It's not out of your desires or dreams or what you should do. It will come spontaneously. Life always shows what to do. No, let's go deeper now. Beloved Babaji, I've been hiding and holding because for some reason I've been afraid that you would reveal my dark sides, which you will. Why should I reveal your dark sides, Vibhola? I don't like to look dark sides. You have to deal with them. Why should I look at them? I'm trying to close my eyes for all your dark sides. However, now as I trust in life and trust in you are growing, I dare to and want to share. This is liberation and release. Yes, it is. Anything that is real, that you're taking in the step of your own truth, it is a release, a lightening. And as soon as you have tasted that, that again will give you courage to do it more. People have never done that consciously. It happens here because around a mystic, it happens by itself. But if people are not conscious, then it's just having a blissful meal. You have to be conscious of it to see and study yourself. That's the only way to grow. However, now as I trust more in life and trust in you are growing, I dare and want to share. That is a liberation and release. Thank you so much for the love and clarity you show. I also have to share that I have been mind-fucking about work that takes me away from you. The work I now do as an advisor and trainer for farmers and agriculture gives me joy and the challenges of stepping forth and being visible. So now I'm happy with my choice. Be happy with it. Everybody has to do something, and this is good work. The strawberries and potatoes, they don't mind fog. It's much better to work with them. Vegetables, special strawberries, and it's very good people to work with. Even compost, because it's no mind there. Maybe it smells, but... And then animals also, nature. You don't find better than that. It's perfect for a meditator. Because you can stay in your own space. And if you bring your happiness and money, very good. What more? things might change in the future. Yeah, things might change. So what? Jai Babaji, I love you. Vibhola, vibhola. And now that you are trust and coming forth, I was thinking, no, maybe you could go to the next stage. Then it came to my mind, because mind is still there, but you are a master of it, you are not a slave of it. That's the whole difference. Sometimes we have to use the mind like tickets, like this. Booking tickets. That is one of the biggest thing I use my mind for. What date? Where are we going to fly? My God, important decisions. So, I was thinking about a new group. You could be one, since you are now coming closer, the new therapist. We can plan it together. And it's a kind of sensitivity group also, because I picture everybody with blindfold in nature, especially here in Dharma Mountain. So you have a big group that everybody goes, and then we board, and then you have Siana, maybe Savini, Bansi maybe. People like this who are known to let go a little sometimes. You know? So just imagine. I want you all to be innocent and sensitive, and you use your senses, because the senses is not used much in the modern society. So this special exercise is more for smell. And sound is the nose and the ears. Then you have blindfold. And then you have this group of people. Savini, Vibhora, Sian, Bhakti, definitely. Bansi. Different areas in the forest. And then you can see the whole Sangha going. And then. Like this. And they have to follow the sound. Then they know. And then. Maybe they can tune into of the smell who it is. You will become very aware, and of course you have to breathe slowly in your belly, in your hara. Not breathe too much when you close to the source, of course, but on the path and have balance. Just like Tai Chi, like that, going through. Just following the sound, the smell. And these senses will be renewed to a different level when you take off your blindfold and when you are coming back in the safety of these people in the forest, you will feel a whole new joy inside. Far away from the organic smells. We will work on it, but okay? That's how it is when you open, when I feel you open, then I can talk more to you, have more fun, no? Otherwise, always afraid, no? It's no good. Relax, relax. What is the true definition of bravery? Special to all the warriors. A man with the diarrhea chanting a fart. And I know from my own experience, because I grew up in India, and I tell you, you have some loose belly there sometimes. Did you hear about ninja farts? They are silent but deadly. An old lady got into an elevator in a very fancy building, must be Trump Tower, New York, when a young woman gets on smelling of perfume. The woman turns to the old woman and very arrogantly says, "Romance by Ralph Lauren, $150,000 an ounce." Then another young woman gets on the elevator and also very arrogantly says to the old woman, "Chanel, No. 5, $200 an ounce." About 3 floors later, the old woman has reached her destination and is about to get off the elevator before the young ladies. But before she leaves, she looks at both women in the eyes, bends over, farts, and just say, "Broccoli, 50 cents a pound." Broccoli, 50 cents a pound, what more do you want? You see, Lina, she got it. Don't care about what they say or think. Just give it to them. Give it to them. Two medical students saw a man limping down the street outside the hospital. One student told the other, "That limp is due to arthritis of the left hip." "No, no," says the other, "he has an artificial leg." "Let's ask him then," says the first student. And they went up to the man. "I hope you don't mind, sir, but we are medical students from that big hospital and we are interested in your limp." He went on to explain their respective theories. The limping man just looked at them, wanted to get away, and said, "You thought it was arthritis, and you were wrong. And you think that it's a wooden leg, and you are wrong. And I thought it was a fart, and I was wrong." That's life. It just shows when you have a mind, then you create all kinds of things. It's a simple thing. My God. Buddha. Dear beloved Babaji, thank you from the depth of my heart for this wonderful retreat. This really is heaven right here, right now. I sat on the steps again as I write to you, tears dripping down my face. Is there also sadness in these beautiful days? That the retreat will be ending soon? I close my eyes and I can see the beautiful mountains and hear your soothing, calming, loving voice relaxing into my heart. This moment is perfect. Each moment is perfect. I hear the drops of snow melting and the birds singing. The sun warms my face and dries my tears. This is heaven. I feel so much gratitude, beloved, for this heaven on earth you so lovingly share with us. I love you so much, Nandana. Good you are here, Nandana. I was waiting for you. No, you are come. No, you are really here. It's a good timing. It's all about timing. Then you can really be here, not anywhere else. Our old friend Rumi, he says, some human beings are very safe havens. Be companions to them. Others may seem like to be friends, but they are really consuming your essence. That only awareness when you feel yourself, who is a true friend? Where does your spirit soar? Who are the safe havens? And who are the vampires who just suck your essence? Who just creates more fuss. Be aware. Without awareness, you cannot see. No. Some human beings are safe havens. Be companions with them. Beloveds for her. Where's Bhumi?
Hey, where's Bhumi? Just relax, okay?
I have been so unconscious and stupid, being arrogant and not loving. I have caused pain to my loved ones. In the memory of them, I want to share this poem. When we are arrogant, stupid, unconscious, then we cannot see. But as soon as we can see, when we coming back to ourselves, then you can see this and be responsible and say it also. And by saying it, you already have moved on. Because no, you have a distance to it. So don't dwell on the past. See that no, you have more clarity that you can see how stupid, how arrogant, how unconscious you were. That means don't bring that into the future, because now you see how it is. Bring more awareness. Bring more consciousness. Out of the poem goes like, out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and right doing, there is a field, I meet you there. This is Rumi, but you can never meet there if you are not far beyond your mind. Then it's just a dream, it's just the poetry. Make the poetry of room in reality. Then you are in that field, beyond any ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing. There is a field, I meet you there. That's where you meet me, that's where you meet Rumi, that's where I want to take you. That's my invitation. Beyond yourself, your confusion. Relax. Thank you for all the patience, Rumi. I saw your footprints in the snow. Yes. I still make footprints. First you have to see the footprints. It reminds me of the Zen bulls. First you see the footprints. That's the beginning. Now you see, wow, it's somebody there. I thought it was just a dream, but I see the footprints. Then the next, you follow the footprints because you want to meet the person, no? Now you know that the person is there, you've seen the footprints. Then maybe you can have a glimpse, wow, he's there, he's not so far away. Then you go quicker, no? And then you see the face, no? Then you learn from him. Come closer. Footprints is the beginning. Don't be hard on yourself, Bhumi, relax, okay? I never like to finish a retreat if I feel some people are not in balance and they are still in the head or some confusion. But now I feel like it's fine now. Otherwise, it's very dense. How is love on your day? Good, I know. And Pritya? Say something. Madhu?
I love you. And thank you so much.
Thank you all. Thank you. Beloveds, for clarity dawned on me today like a flame in my heart. I see I just have to give my trust completely and expose my fears to the people that I want to come closer to, like I do with you. Holding back gets me nowhere, and thinking I am something I'm not feeds the darkness of the mind. Thinking that exposing my vulnerability makes me weaker than the other is opposite of true. Because that's where love grows. And if it doesn't, I can walk on with love for myself. Hearing the voice of my heart is the greatest feeling I know. Flooding with tears of gratitude for you, Babaji. You are the anchor of my heart and the sunlight on my soul. Thank you for helping me to listen. I love you, Samar. Isn't it great, Samar? Huh? Pa. That's my path of love. No? I follow that. If you have followed that, if you have found that, then everything changed. No? Everything changed. Love itself will give you courage. No? Who cares what they say? Who cares? Ninety-nine % of people, they are so worried about what people say and think. Only very few people are free of that voice inside. And those are the only ones who are themselves real. They listen to something that is bigger than opinions or people or egos or recognition or becoming, because everything is here now.
the wine is from your cup. I have become a drunkard. In the existence of your love, I have become non-existent. This non-existence, linked to you, is better than all existence.
Waves of bliss passing through my body. Sitting in front of you is just too much. Do you have any idea? Yes, I have. The air is thick of the divine. Your loving presence has such a force. I can only disappear, like a snowflake falling in hot water. Poof, gone. Who am I? Where do I end? And the pudding begins. It is like falling in a pool of delicious chocolate pudding. Just all gone in a sweet, thick bliss. Your presence, your light swirling in. Ah, such a force, expanding, lifting, floating, drowning, gone, gone. This is what you do to me. I come back. All is fine. Body is still here. Functioning is still happening. But this yummy feeling inside. It is here, now. Love, love, love. All there is love. I love you, yours, Yamuna. This is love. May everyone drown in this thick, delicious love. Aum Shanti. Shakti 1,000 half loves must be forsaken to take the real love, to take one whole heart home. That's what we miss. 1,000 half loves have to be forsaken. But that is easy if you have tasted the real. Very difficult if you haven't tasted it.
Namo, namo.
Aums.
Namo, namo. Namo. Namo, namo. Siaram jeje Hanuman Jaya Siaram jeje Hanuman Jaya Siaram jeje Hanuman Jaya Siaram jeje Siaram jeje Hanuman Jaya Siaram jeje Hanuman Jaya Siaram jeje Hanuman Jaya Siaram Bajranga Bali Baba Hanuman Yeah Bajranga Bali Jai Hanuman Sankata Mochan Kripanita Sankata Mochan Kripanita Jai Siyaram Bajranga Bali Jai Hanuman Jai Bajranga Bali Jai Hanuman Sankata Mochan Kripanidha Sankata Mochan Kripanidha pakarahu guru devakinai sankatamochan rupanidhan lalalangote la
Yeah.